ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਹੈਲੋ ਫਰੈਂਡਸ, ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਸਿੱਖ ਹਿਸਟਰੀ ਸਾਖੀ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ। ਆਈ ਐਮ ਹਰਪ੍ਰੀਤ ਕੌਰ, ਯੋਰ ਹੋਸਟ। ਇਨ ਦੀ ਲਾਸਟ ਐਪੀਸੋਡ ਵੀ ਡਿਸਕਸਡ ਦੈਟ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਐਂਡ ਭਾਈ ਮਰਦਾਨਾ ਜੀ ਵਰ ਇਨ ਕੰਧਾਰ। After blessing all the people there and guiding them towards the right path, now Guru Ji and Bhai Mardana Ji moved to a nearby town in search of Manchand. When Guru Nanak Ji and Bhai Mardana Ji were on the outskirts of the town, there was one Pathan from the town who was going their way. He was a humble and religious man. When he saw Guruji's face, he felt extremely happy. Therefore, he came near him, bowed with respect and asked, "O holy saint, where have you come from and where are you going? I am here to help if you are looking for someone's address. Let me know, how can I be of service to you?" Guru Nanak Ji said, "We are Lord's servants. We want to meet someone in the town, which is why we are sitting here. We have some work with him." The Pathan politely asked, "Who is it that you want to meet?" Guru Ji said, as mentioned in Sri Nanak Prakash, "Guru Panne Khatri Tehjat, Eh So Khan Chand Ko Tat, Man Chand Hai Jako Namo." Meaning, he is a Khatri, son of Khan Chand. His name is Man Chand. Pathan then told Guru Nanak Ji to come along with him as he knew where Man Chand lived. However, Guruji said that he will come and meet us. The Pathan then went to see Manchand and said, "Gentleman, there is a saint sitting outside the town wanting to meet you. Seems to be a soul of God. Even a blunt guy like me was drawn to his shine." In response to Manchand's further questions, the Pathan said, "His dress is a mix of a Hindu and Muslim saint, but I am not sure of his name." After giving it some thought, Manchand remarked, "O Khan, I do not know any saint of this description." Pathan then said, "Manchand, even if you don't know the saint, what could possibly go wrong in meeting him? One cannot easily find a worthy saint. It was really a pleasure to meet him." Agreeing with the Pathan, Manchand got up and picked some fruit to present before Guru Nanak Dev Ji and went along with him to meet Guruji. When he reached the place where Guruji had been sitting, Guru Nanak Ji looked and smiled at him and said, "O Manchand, how is everything? I am Nanak Nirankari from Begampura." Manchand was in utter shock because he felt as if Guruji knew him since long, but he was looking at a complete stranger. So he asked, "O saint, you are asking my welfare as if I am your old acquaintance. From where have you come? What does your dress denote? And what service can I do for you? You talk about different things and places. I am unable to understand. However, I am amazed by your dress and everything." Guruji then said, as mentioned in Sri Nanak Prakash, "Gur kahe as bach meh sukh sara, pali baat ne lakho sansara, mithya so ne aavo kaja, nar laptaye rahe sab paja, उत्तम जानो मन में सोए. मीनिंग, मांड चंद, देयर इज विजडम इन दीज वर्ड्स दैट यू डोंट अंडरस्टैंड. What is truly amazing is that we cannot live in this world permanently. However, everyone has an obsession with gaining worldly possessions, even if it means lying and cheating. They are acting as though they are staying here permanently. Then it is even more amazing that no one seems to care about the unending love of Lord. Then Guru Nanak Dev Ji recited Bani as mentioned in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji on Ang 724. Raisa Pyare Ka Raisa Jit Sada Sukh Hoi Jin Rang Kant Naravya Sa Pachore Tani Hath Pachode Sir Tune Jab Rain Vihani पछोतावा ना मिले जब चूकेगी सारी ता फिर प्यारा रावी है जब आवेगी वारी. मीनिंग, गुरु नानक देव जी एक्सप्लेन टू मानचंद दैट पीपल रियलाइज दिस क्वाइट लेट इन लाइफ दैट द ह्यूमन बर्थ वॉज अ चांस फॉर द सोल टू फ्लरिश. That opportunity has passed and now another human birth is difficult to come by. Missing the opportunity to meet the Almighty in this human birth, gone waste, leaves one feeling sorrowful and remorseful. People spend their life blinded by ego of pleasure living and engrossed in vices and believing doing few kind deeds is enough. However, then one will realize that there are some people who are ahead of them in the love of the Lord and in recitation of Naam, and their inner self is higher than their own inner self. Then one will realize, why should I blame anyone? My own mind is the culprit. Friends, Manchand was a blessed soul who believed that doing good deeds is enough. He used to think that Almighty is to be found outside. Guru Nanak Ji came to take him from midway to the rightful further path. Manchand, listening to all this, said, I understand what you are teaching me. But are there any rituals or ways to make the Almighty happy with me? Guru Nanak Ji then further continued Bani. Hukam pachhane nanka pao chandan lave. Gun kaman kaman kare to pyare ko paave. So dil milya so mil rahya, milya kahiye re soi. Meaning, reciting the name of the Lord in a loving manner is one way to approach Him. Always being in His hukam and accepting His will as good, and lastly doing good deeds and being in remembrance of Almighty. However, talking won't get you any closer to the Almighty. You might declare that you have encountered the Lord when you are always thinking about and remembering Him. But it is important to understand that Almighty, the All-Knower, is as much outside as He is inside. Therefore, Almighty must be realized from within first, by closing the gates of mind that wander because of ego, ignorance and other vices. It is clear to you now that in order to direct your thoughts towards the Lord, you must first say His name. As such, by continuously repeating the name, greater awareness emerges within us This leads to a shift in consciousness within the body as the mind goes beyond its logical aspects and attains a sense of connection with the unseen Almighty. But all of it is achieved by Guru's grace. Man Chand understood everything. It is said that Guru Nanak Dev Ji gave Man Chand his walking stick, and he, in utter respect, put it on his head, thus making Man Chand blessed with Lord's name. Now, my friends, Man Chand, whose mind was locked in the thought that there is nothing beyond kindness, progressed forward in his love of the Lord and constant recitation of the Naam. After showering the true treasure of Lord's name onto Man Chand, the compassionate Guru Nanak Dev Ji left that town to shower blessings on even more people. I hope this brings some value to you and your family. Thank you.